All right, so today we're going to be talking about some of the rule changes, form changes, that have an impact on the consumer bar. And Caroline and I are going to try to cover some of the most important changes and that will have the biggest impact on your practice. So do you want to talk a little bit first about the changes to the forms that we're going to be looking at?
Yes. So effective December 1st, 2015, as you all are aware, there were numerous changes to the official forms. They now differentiate between individual debtors and non-individual debtors. They were designed to be more understandable and prompt complete answers, but I have found them to be quite difficult and time-consuming to go through. And I'll just briefly touch on a few of the schedules, but the petition is a lot longer. It's now 8 pages. There's a specific question that the debtor now has to explain why he's choosing the district that he's filing in. That was replaced the venue question. Also, they added a question about whether the debtor rents his or her residence and whether the landlord has obtained an eviction judgment. If the debtor answers yes to that question, then the debtor has to fill out a statement regarding the eviction judgment. Also, the exhibits that typically were filed as an exhibit to the petition have now been incorporated into the petition, which makes it longer. With regard to the schedules, several of them are now combined, Schedule A and B. On Schedule A, they removed the amount of the secured claim from Schedule A, which I find frustrating because then you have to scroll to Schedule D to then find that.